大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus
Welcome to the Cross Cultural Seminar. My name is Masaaki Osugi.
And I'm Susan Iwamoto.
So, Susan, what's new today?
Well, I thought we'd talk about marriage and kids today.
Oh.
So, you know, when a couple gets married in Japan or the U.S., it's really common for friends and family to ask them about their plans for having kids. Now, some couples don't mind these questions, and they're happy to talk about their plans for the future, such as, you know, how many kids they'd like to have or when they'd like to have them. For me, I don't have any kids yet, and I don't mind if people ask me about it. However, there are some couples who do get tired of hearing the same question again and again. Some of these couples actually don't want children, and some may want to have a baby but are having trouble conceiving. So instead of asking, when are you going to have a baby, you might try, so, do you think you might have kids in the future? And if the couple gives a vague answer or seems like they want to change the subject, then change the subject and talk about something else because it's a sign for you. Now, you sometimes hear couples referred to as childless if they don't have kids. But however, some of the couples who are choosing not to have children prefer the term child-free. Now, this still isn't very, very popular, but it is becoming a little bit trendy, I think. It indicates it's their choice or their preference not to have kids of their own. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they don't like kids. It's just that they don't want children of their own and they have their own reasons. But what's the situation like in Japan? Is it acceptable to ask about kids?
Well, I think it certainly is acceptable to some couples, but there certainly are some couples who feel annoyed by such questions. In my case, for example, soon after we got married, we went back to a hometown or our relatives, you know, they would ask us, oh, aren't you pregnant yet? Or aren't you expecting a baby yet?
Right.
You know, we at the time didn't plan to have a baby, so we felt a bit annoyed. Right now we don't have kids, and so I guess in that sense we're either childless or child-free, either term. But it's certainly interesting to know that there are these two terms that are becoming trendy.
Exactly.
さてですね、今回は結婚と出産というですね、リスナーの皆さんの中にも結婚目前、あるいは新婚、そういう方もいらっしゃるかもしれませんが、よく結婚するとすぐに赤ちゃんまだなのとかね、こういう質問、アメリカでもよくする方、やはりいるようですが、まあ、カップルによっては全然そういう質問しても構わない。気にしない人、それからちょっとですね、そういう質問は歓迎しないというカップルもいるということで、やはり注意が必要でしょう。そういうことに敏感にですね、空気を読む。これですよね。ということで、さあ、ちょっと私もですね、今使ったスーザンさんが紹介してくれた childless という言い方と child-free という言い方。ぜひ覚えておきたいと思いますが、偶然たまたま子供がですね、いないというカップルは childless という言い方が一般的なようです。それに対して、自ら子供を持たないということを望んで、そういうふうに考えて、自分たちのライフスタイルといいますかね、選んで子供を作らない、そういうカップルは自らを child free というふうに言っているということで、今徐々にトレンディになりつつある表現ということで覚えておきたいですよね。さあ皆さんは一体どっちなんでしょうか。ご自分で望んで、まあ作るからには気合を入れて作ってほしいなっていうのは私の望みなんですけどね。そんなわけで今回はちょっとですね、結婚と出産、子供を持つかどうか、あるいはこういう質問をすべきかどうか、するときにはやはり微妙な問題ですから、空気を読みながら、ぜひお考えいただきたいと思います。Let's go on to the phrases of the week.
Sure.Well, actually, this week we're going to take a look at some common metaphors. We were looking at similes recently, but now we're switching to metaphors. And the first one I'd like to look at is in hot water. So in hot water means that you're in trouble, big trouble of some kind. So you might say, oh, he's really in hot water.
なるほど。さあ、今回はですね、 比喩表現であります。 metaphor と言いますね。人生は旅だなんて言いますが、ああいう類の例えを用いて表現する、これが比喩でありますね。be in hot water、 熱湯の中にいる、ね、熱い湯の中にいるという言い方で、実は in trouble、 やばいことになっている、困ったことになってるぞ、苦境に立っている、まあいろんな日本語は可能かと思いますが、そういう意味ですね。ちょっと想像してみると、煮え立った熱い湯の中にいるということは、これはやばいことになってるな、想像できますよね。
Okay, now the next one、is to rub salt in one's woundsOkay, to rub salt in one's wounds. So a wound is some kind of injury. So you can imagine, for example, if you cut your arm and you pour salt or you rub salt into that, it would be very, very painful if you've ever tried that. So to rub salt in one's wounds, in a metaphorical way, means to make a bad situation worse. Maybe to say something to make someone feel even worse than they do already.
なるほど。これはね、わかりやすいですよね。直訳するとですよ、 rub salt in one's wounds ですからね、wounds っていうのは WOUND、 それに、まあ、複数の S がついて傷口ということになるでしょうね、この場合。まあその傷に、あるいは傷口にですね、 rub は RUB ですからね、あの発音間違えないようにしましょうね。 LOV の love ではなくて、これは RUB の rub ですね。なすりつける、こするってやつですね。ですから、傷口に塩をこすりつける、なすりつけるってんですから、日本語でもよく使う比喩でありますよね。すでに困ってるっていうところにですね、ダメ押ししちゃう。さらに悪いことを言ったりしたりするということになりますね。
That's right. And actually, with that expression, we sometimes shorten it to rub it in.It has the same meaning as rub salt in one's wounds. And there's another related expression, to add insult to injury. So again, we're thinking of an injury or wounds, you're hurt in some way, you add insult, you say something to make someone feel really, really bad.
さあ、今の流れでですね、大変似た表現を紹介してくれました。これは add、加えるという意味ですね。ADD、add insult to injury。insult, insult ですね。まあ、侮辱といった意味が普通です。そして injury っていうのは、まあ、これはあの傷のことですね。負傷です。injury ですね。これ似たような意味で、もうすでに苦しんでる、困ってるというところにさらに追い打ちをかける。こんな意味であります。ということで今回は metaphors でしたね。皆さん、hot water にならないようにね。This is Masaaki Osugi saying bye.
Thanks for listening.
大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー。
Sponsored by Olympus.